A new Human Rights Watch report accuses the Zimbabwean government of using food as a political weapon. But the group also condemns donor nations for directing their food aid away from newly resettled farmers. The staple food in Zimbabwe is corn or maize. There are two ways that it gets to people. Those who can afford it buy maize through the government-run grain marketing board when it is available. Those who cannot afford to buy it get humanitarian food rations, mainly from the UN World Food Program. The WFP says it expects to feed more than 5 million Zimbabweans between now and the harvest next year, nearly one half of the population. Human Rights Watch says the government's grain marketing board is corrupt and is manipulating the food supply for political reasons. Zimbabwe has angrily denied those allegations. A government spokesman called Human Rights Watch a tool of the British government. Zimbabwe's main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, has long complained about food being used as a political weapon. Party spokesman Paul Temba Nyati says MDC members can rarely buy maize, even if they have money, because the grain marketing board will only sell it to supporters of the ruling party, ZANU-PF.
Of course, we have numerous examples where food that is provided to the grain marketing board by donor funds is purchased corruptly by those that are well connected, and even when it gets down to the distribution line, it is still bought by those that have that are expected to produce membership cards. We have abundant evidence to that effect.
There are other ways that food gets used as a weapon in Zimbabwe. The MDC Secretary for Legal Affairs, David Coulthart, is a member of parliament from the southern city of Bulawayo. He says during recent city council elections, he saw ample evidence that the ruling party was using food to influence voters.
In my constituency, which is a working class area of Bulawayo, at two of the three polling stations, there were large quantities of grain left and guarded by ZANU-PF operatives within 100 meters of the polling stations. And people were told that the food would not be distributed until the results of the election were made public. And if they went the right way for ZANU-PF, then that food would be distributed. So that's as recent as August.
Human Rights Watch says because of corruption in the grain marketing board, much of the maize that is supposed to be sold at subsidized prices ends up either on the black market or in neighboring countries where it can be sold at a much higher price. The report says the resulting shortages mean that more people must rely on international assistance and relief aid. The World Food Program has been appealing to donor nations for more help in meeting Zimbabwe's humanitarian needs. But WFP spokesman Mike Huggins says donors are very concerned about keeping their donated food separate from the highly politicized government supply, and that has made it harder for the agency to raise funds.
I think from WFP's perspective is we have done absolutely everything possible to ensure that our food gets to those people who need it the most in what is a very difficult situation. So, you know, apart from increasing our monetary capacity in Zimbabwe, there's little more that we can do to actually reassure the outside world that food is reaching those who need it.
Relief agency sources confirm a Human Rights Watch allegation that some donors are putting conditions on their aid to Zimbabwe. They say the European Union, Britain, and the United States are reluctant to fund aid programs targeting newly resettled farmers who have benefited from Zimbabwe's controversial land reform program. That fact has also spurred criticism in the Human Rights Watch report, which urges those donors to reconsider their policy. The group says they have a duty under international law to assist all those who are in need. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Johannesburg.